WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, listeners. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the ups and downs of life. And let me tell you, sometimes those downs can feel like a whole roller coaster ride. Ever been stuck in traffic on a Monday morning, feeling your patience wearing thinner than your favorite pair of jeans? Or maybe you've had that moment where you just want to scream at the top of your lungs because the Wi-Fi is acting up again. Yeah, we've all been there. And that's why today's episode is all about cultivating a little something called patience and understanding. Because trust me, these two gems are your secret weapons for navigating those tricky situations with grace. Think of it as building your emotional armor, piece by piece. Now, I know what you're thinking. Patience. Isn't that just sitting around like a Zen master while everyone else rushes by? Nope. Patience isn't about being passive or accepting everything that comes your way. It's about approaching those challenges with a calm and collected mind, understanding that things rarely go as planned, and learning to roll with the punches. Here are five key takeaways to help you on this journey. First off, remember that everyone is fighting their own battles. You see that person who cut you off in traffic? They might be rushing to the hospital because a loved one is sick. The cashier at the grocery store who seems grumpy. Maybe they're having a bad day and need a little kindness. Instead of letting their actions trigger your frustration, try to understand the bigger picture. You never know what someone else is going through. Second, breathe. I mean it, take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever works for you. When you feel that wave of irritation rising, pause and take a moment to center yourself. This doesn't mean suppressing your emotions. It means acknowledging them without letting them control you. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your emotional response, giving yourself time to process before reacting impulsively. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and help you approach challenges with more optimism and resilience. Fourth, learn to let go of things you can't control. You know those situations that make you feel like screaming into the void? Yeah, those. Sometimes, the best thing you can do is accept what is and focus on what you can control, your reactions, your attitude, your choices. Trying to micromanage every little detail just leads to unnecessary stress. And lastly, remember that patience isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes practice, dedication, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up when you slip up, we all do. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep practicing. Now, picture this. You're running late for an important meeting, your car is stuck in traffic, and your phone just died. You feel that frustration bubbling up inside you, right? You want to scream at the sky. Maybe even throw something, don't actually do that. But instead, take a deep breath, put on your stoic mental armor, and remember this. Traffic happens, phones die, it's just part of life. This is where your practice comes in, using this situation as an opportunity to stay calm, composed, and resourceful. Maybe you use this time to listen to a podcast, catch up on emails, if you have service, or simply take some deep breaths and center yourself. Remember, patience isn't about being passive, it's about choosing your response. It's about staying grounded and focused even when things get chaotic. It's about building that emotional resilience that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and strength. So, my friends, next time you find yourself in a tricky situation, remember these key takeaways. Practice understanding, take a deep breath, find the gratitude, let go of what you can't control, and keep practicing. Remember, building that stoic mental armor takes time, but trust me, it's worth every effort. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how you practice patience in challenging situations. Drop a comment below, tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.